We continue our learning. Leilu Nishmas David ben Menachem Lishin Lecham Yaakov Bepitichos Leo. We are Nazir. Perek Gimel Mishnah Aleph. We've already mentioned that Biyom Malos Yemei Nizro, when the Nazirus is over, the Nazir shaves his head. That's the Tiglachas, and he brings the Karbanos, Tchatas, Ola, and Shlamim. We're going to discuss two types of Nazirios of 30 days. You can have the classic case where a person says Hareini Nazir, and we know Stam Nazirus is Shloshim Yom. That's one type of 30 days. He doesn't mention 30 days, but he takes upon himself a Stam Nazirus. Number two, you could have a person who actually says Hareini Nazir Shloshim Yom. And the Mishnah is coming to teach us there's a difference between these two types of Nazirios. So the Mishnah says, Misha Amar Hareini Nazir. He was a Mikabal upon himself, a Naziristam, so he's a Nazir for 30 days. Migaleach Yom Shloshim Ve'echad. When does he shave his head and bring the Karbanos? On the 31st day, after he counts 30 full days of his Nazirus. Vimgilach Liyom Shloshim Yatza. But if he happened to do b'di'evid, after the fact he brought the karbanos and he shaved his head on the 30th day, he's Yotzei. Why is that effective? Because of the principle of Miksas Hayom Kikulo. Part of the day is like the whole day. We have this most famously in the laws of Avelos, that the last day of Shiva, let's say, after you have a series of days, last day of Shiva, we only sit till a little bit after Netzach Hama. And that's it, Miksas Hayom Kikulo. And since he already practiced Nazirus on the 30th day, it's as if he observed the entire 30th day, and therefore he's capable of bringing the Karbanos on that 30th day b'di'evid. But someone who explicitly said Hareini Nazir Shloshim Yom, and he didn't say Hareini Nazir, and in that way he took upon himself Stam Nazirus. But he said, I'm going to be a Nazir for 30 days. He's also knowing a Nazirus. He observes the Nazirus for 30 days, and is also supposed to shave and bring the Karbanos on the 31st day. But here in Gilach Liom Shloshim Lo Yatza. But if he did the Tiglachas ceremony, the three karbanos, and the shaving of the head on the 30th day, he's not Yotzei. Why? Because since he said explicitly 30 days, his kavana was for 30 full days. Here we cannot apply the principle of Miksas Hayom Kikulo, and therefore he's considered like a Nazir who did his Tiglachas within the days of Nazirus, and that's not effective. The halacha there is that you have to begin the counting of the Nazirus of 30 days once again. Perek Gimel, Mishnah Beis. Mishnah here is coming to teach us that since when it comes to a Nazirus Stam, as we said in the previous Mishnah, we do apply the principle of Miksas Hayom Kikulo, therefore you can have a case where the 30th day is of the Nazirus can count for 2 days, as we're going to see. It can be considered the last day of the previous Nazirus and the first day of the next Nazirus. Misha Nazar Shtei Nazirios, person who says, let's say, Hareini Nazir Shtei Nazirios. So here, the halacha is supposed to count 30 days, then do go through the tiglachas, shaving and bringing the karbanos, and he starts the next Nazirus. So says the Mishnah, Megaleach es harishona yom shloshim ve'echad. Halacha is that he should shave and do the whole tiglachas ceremony at the end of the first Nazirus on the 31st day, as we said in the previous Mishnah. Misha amar hareini nazir lichatchilo, he's supposed to be Megaleach yom shloshim ve'echad. And the Es HaShnia, and the second Tiglachas of his second Nazirus, Yom Shishim Ve'echad, should be on the 61st day, which means at the end of the second Nazirus. Since he did his Tiglachas on the 31st day, so that is the same day he can begin the count of the second Nazirus, which is the halach is, let's say, a person Mekabal Nazirus B'chatzi Yom, halfway through the day. So that the rest of that day counts as a full day, so therefore the 61st day is the 31st day of the second count. Therefore, no problem with Chatchila to do the Tiglachas on the 61st day. But let's say Vimgilach has Harishona Yom Shloshim, but let's say, as we had in the previous Mishnah, he did his Tiglachas of the first one, not on the 31st day, but on the 30th day, and this is where he said the Hare Nazir Shtenizir Stam, and since B'di'evin Miksas Hayom Kukulo applies there, and therefore he's really allowed to start his second Naziros then on the 30th Tiftei Megalech Hasashnia Yom Shishim. So then, if he had done his Tiglachas on the 30th day of the first Nazirus instead of the 31st, so then he can now start counting on that very day his new Nazirus on the 30th day instead of the 31st day, and he Kimi Megaleach, the second one, on the 60th day, which is the 31st day of the second Nazirus. And that he can do Lechatchila. But Vim Gilach Yom Shishim Chaser Echad. Let's say he did the Tiglachas of his second Nazirus on the 59th day, 60 minus 1, Yotze is also Yotze B'dieved, because that's also the 30th day of the second Nazirus, as we explained. Vizu Eidus Heyed Rabbi Papias Almisha Nazar Shteni Zirios, and this was a testimony, the Rabbi Papias, in front of the Chachamim in Yavne, where the Sanhedrin sat after it was exiled from Yerushalayim. And so he testified that someone who took upon himself Nazirus, two Nazirios, Shem Gilach as a Rishona Yom Shloshim, if he did the Tiglach as a day early, which works b'dieved, of this Stam Harini Nazir, the first he did on the 30th day, not the 31st day, Megalech as Hashnia Yom Shishim, he should lechatchila do the second one on the 60th day, Vimgilach Yom Shishim Chaser Echad. But if he did also, now he's got another b'dieved. If he did it on the 59th day, Yotzi is going to be Yotzi. Why? She Yom Shloshim Ola Lo Min Aminyan, that the 30th day counts lekanu lekan. It counts as the last day of the previous and the first day of the second.